So when Bertie Catchings, in May 1971, we had the first private session with her, she said, I was a spiritual gift to the masses. She saw this. She saw something mm-hmm. there. She saw something.
Mm-hmm. So did Jane Roberts. So did Jane Roberts, too.
But I never interacted with her, but she saw what we were.
You most certainly did.
Well, our friend Harold Chanter got the main video, so we were connected with Harold. He did the video mm-hmm. of her, the only video mm-hmm. pretty well. So that would be mm-hmm. a connection. But she saw us. Did they write about us in some way?
Yeah. Her crazy husband.
Her crazy husband wrote it, yes. What about mm-hmm. Jean Dixon? She saw us, too.
She did, but she was trying to save her own ass. She wasn't trying to promote yours. She was trying to save her own. Because she was, you know, it's kind of like Nostradamus with Catherine. Your one wrong word
right.
from losing, you're having a very stiff neck.
Yeah, she was too well known. She became, you know, like the third Jesus, too well known, so she had to be careful.
Well, she turned into an Abigail Van Buren. That's what she turned into. Instead of a true psychic, she turned into a gossip columnist, you know.
Yeah, for National Enquirer. Yeah, for National mm-hmm. Enquirer magazine. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's because she didn't have non-physical speaking to her, so she didn't have anything to work
with. Well, she didn't have anything to hold up what she said. Then we aren't that. We aren't that. We can make your words true. That's the difference.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right.
And that's troublesome, too, because Carolyn's like, how did he get in charge again? Are you sure this is the best choice to run the world from here forward?
I mean, he's a nice guy. Yeah.
I know.
He's a nice guy, but I recognize he's a fucking nut, and, you know, I've learned to live with it. But how this?
Have you actually read the memo to Prince Charles?
Did you ever go to a McLuhan seminar? You know what they
McLuhan,
fucking
said? Yeah, right. Have you ever driven by the coach house? It's a lesbian house now. It's all good before the lesbian.
You ever listen to a Zappa song?
Yeah. If we could only get a good, clear, one of those things that you steal, that you get, that people record at the live show back in the
a
day.
Bootleg. If you could only get a bootleg.
Oh, yeah. You can only get a clean bootleg. You can only get a clean bootleg of nigger napkins. Now, that would take the day, Bob. That would take the day. Be the best.
Okay. So so we talked Bertie Catchings, Jean. Yeah, so non-physical, to say if anybody had done what I did before, that meant they could hear non-physical, they could talk non-physical, and non-physical would do whatever they said. That's the difference. That's the new kind of psychic telekinesis.
Because you're adding power to the frequency. You are adding power to the frequency.
Yeah.
You see?
Here we go.
We'll do another glib, cliched archetype. Nobody could run a 6-minute mile until somebody did, and now the boys can run faster than the girls, and it's the girls with the penises that do better than the girls without the penises, you know.
Okay, so I'm the first to break the access to non-physical. Who's going to follow up on this? People will follow up and do it themselves.
Oh, that's easy. It's happening right now. You've told everybody in the world that you're a black lesbian woman,
yeah,
okay?
Right.
And now SCOTUS is trying to put the first black woman on
the stage,
and our little Tennessee woman, Miss Blackburn, she asked her, what is the definition of a woman? And she looked at her right straight in the face. She said, I don't have no idea. I'm not a biologist. I don't know.
I don't know
what a woman is. I'm not a woman. I don't know. So there again, Bob's ruined it for everybody. So it's kind of like, well, maybe all the SCOTUSes that are in there are already black women that may or may not be Ladesian. We're not really sure now because Bob constantly changes the definitions. You always move thinner. And by doing that, it catches on. That's what's happening now. It's catching on. And so now everybody's starting to sound crazy as you used to. It's scary.
Everybody doesn't know anything. Yeah, they're all becoming know-nothing.
And then somebody says, well, I'm just going to do like Bob. I'm going to be slack. I'm going to do thirst. I'm going to do, what do you call it, thirst shots what do you call them, thirst shots. I'm going to take my clothes off and get on TikTok and get people pay me on OnlyFans to see my nipples or something, whatever it is that they do. And it'll be great fun, and then they don't have to do nothing. They don't got to do nothing. They just have to take on smack.
Okay.
Nobody seems to care, and everybody's got money, and everybody's eating. Everything's fine. So, okay, go with it. Keep typing. Here you
okay.
Again.
Ian, you mentioned in the last session earlier today, in my terms, Caroline, you mentioned Caroline Matilda. I looked it up. She mm-hmm. was, 200 or 300 years ago, and you were saying mm-hmm. that Caroline Matilda was laughing at the Pope dying. Mm-hmm. That means she's still
That's
alive.
Right. She is.
Now, that means
yesterday. It's just like yesterday, Bob. It's right.
Yeah, but the thing is, that means, this is the idea I got, that there are many royals, many nobility in mm-hmm. Europe who are still alive. Mm-hmm. They had something special. Is that because they were half alien, or what was going on?
No,
why
it wasn't
were they
alien.
Able to do this?
That, it was the ascension. It was that condition of ascension. It's the part, it's that what you keep talking about, that they actually looked at and found the details, like in Psalms, where you can stop blood with a pigeon. You can stop blood. There's tricks that are all laid out right there, and they just kept them all to themselves, obviously. And then they have some problems, you know. I mean, because Her Majesty has her blood disease. It's not so pleasant.
Right, so the nobility, do they come from my friends, the Kowathanites?
Uh-huh.
Are they bloodline?
No. Sort of, but most of yours was from it was not Hanover House, goddammit, and don't you bring that up one more time. It was not the Hanovers. It was the Stuarts. That was the correct line.
From Ophanel's Kowathanites.
Correct.
And that,
but you
that
always
was,
try to end up in the Hanovers, and it just curdles our milk.
Right. So that's what Herbert Armstrong meant when he talked about mm-hmm. the stone, the scone stone, that Joseph of Arimathea, they went to England, you know, at the mm-hmm. time Jesus was crucified. And that would be a metaphor for the Kowathanites connected to me that went to England and set up the Stuart line. Forget that. Okay, mm-hmm. when JW was talking to the Queen, did the Queen learn something on this visit, or was she already aware over the past year or two, because she said she listens to some recordings. The Queen listens to some of our recordings, and she told JW that she's learned stuff from it. Is she aware or thinking that we're the new, quote, religion? Does she see us like that?
Okay, this is a two-part thing.
Yeah.
One side, she wants a way out herself, and you become the only way out, okay? The other side is she owns the Torchwood Institute, and the reason she started the Torchwood Institute was when these people, us and you, came to destroy the earth, they were going to be ready.
You're talking about Queen Victoria. She's the one who started it.
Well, yeah, exactly right. And that's exactly who's pissed about it right now. Right. That's exactly
okay.
right. But now the Queen of England, Elizabeth II, she wants a way on the good side. She just wants to be friendly so she can lead with us. She just wants she's got her thumb out, and she's got her cane and her thumb out. She wants to hitchhike back home. She's trying to
Oh, that's what you mean by her looking for escape. She wants to get out of this human dilemma of the end of monarchies. She's, let's just abandon the rock and go some new place where I don't have any issues.
Well,
okay,
I'm going to be a queen. I'm a queen now. I'm the longest reigning monarch now, so why not carry on? Let's go home.
Right. Whereas Queen Victoria is more paranoid about the situation.
She would hair lift the next queen. If she could just have her country back the way it was when she ruled and when she had Prince Albert under her whip, her riding crop, she'd beat the shit out of him when she was ruling. And then she had to say, not in my world. And that was the case. That was in the conversation. She says that they lost it. They lost it. She was queen for 63 years. So, just saying, she had something going on. They didn't live that long back then, Bob. So she was doing all right.
But she said that Queen Elizabeth has lost it. That's what she's saying today.
Well, no. It's kind of like they know they think like sort of the monarchs think like the Chinese. They do 1,000-year plans. See, they're okay. Easy to do that. Here we got the Qin Dynasty fixing to fall. Well, when that dynasty falls, remember the Ming Dynasty? You were just a little boy, Bob. When the Ming Dynasty fell, it made a hole. It was bad because it made a vacuum. There's never creation in a vacuum. So something's going to wake up them terracotta soldiers, and that's this spirit thing you're feeling right now that J.W.'s crying his little fucking eyes out about. He's the crinest human being in the world. Get him a tissue. He's just tore up all the time. He don't know what's going on. We tell him everything he'll listen to, and then he ignores it and wonders why he doesn't have things worked out. We're like, lay down and quit fucking with it. Let us do it. Get out of the way. You're in the way. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. But he won't quite do it. He's got that CDO has really took hold on him.
Okay. A side thing. You were trying to remember the guy who wrote a book, and every book was the same, and he was thrown out of view. Would that be Bill O'Reilly?
Yes, it is. Bill O'Reilly.
That's what you're talking about. I didn't know that every book's the same. What, it's just about being a patriot or something?
No, it's killing Kennedy. It's killing Lincoln. It's killing – everything is killing something. You know, it's
did he have a solution for who killed Kennedy?
Of course, but it was the same solution as killing Kennedy as it was killing Lincoln. It's like he wrote the book and then he changed the names out and run with the story, and that's how it goes. It's just ridiculous. The theme.
So he did Bob Marshall stuff. He writes Bob Marshall, takes the scandals, the archetypal scandals, and claims to know what happened. And he just says a bad person, you know, that John Booth was a bad person. That's as far as he gets him. Or does he name someone we don't know? I should maybe look.
No, it's just, you can look. It's a terrible waste of time. If you get some extra ones, save it. If y'all get cold, we might build a fire with them. That might be all right.
And Mark Levin does better books.
Yeah.
Okay.
Herman Melville. He's no Herman Melville, but he's all right. He's all right.
When we look at the tech body, and it's you've got the A2 aliens intermingling with the tech body running, I call it People Magazine, the media gossip. But that means that the aliens are intertwined with the tech body, and so they write Biden's speeches. Everything that's going on is presented by the tech body.
Everything is presented by the tech body,
and the aliens are part of that, right?
We resemble that. Just a dot. We resemble that little dot.
You're the talk, but you're the tech body. You're protesting. You're figuring you out. Hey, Carol, I figured this voice we're talking to is the tech body.
Well, on a good note, we just finished YouTube. That's a great note.
What do you mean you just finished YouTube? What YouTube?
We just watched everything that's on YouTube. We just finished it up. It's an incredible waste of time. But we're going to start taking this stuff down. We're going to start taking stuff out. Then everybody's going to get mad because they can't get to their YouTube. I need my YouTube. Wanda Jackson is not going to understand. I'll just tell you that right now. So. First started with you when your music was taken away from you. But then you were clever and you figured out a way to get it back. And now it has value because now you have to pay money. It's like 11 cents, for God's sake. But you have to pay money to actually engage this free thing that you used to have to go down to Motormouth Mabel's record shop and buy. Isn't that good?
Right. Did you TechBody, used to close on 5body.com back in 2010 or so?
Oh, there you go crying again. It's always something, isn't it? Just hold on.
No. Hey, you did it. That's a sign of how early you were. you were knocked out five bodies. So you suddenly become blatantly tech body in the last couple of minutes. So you're speaking as tech body right now, not so much ion.
You asked.
Yes, because you're the people writing, the people doing everything, the Putin war, the Biden administration is the tech body slash alien interaction. But it is the old alien. How are the new aliens, that would be B2, how do they relate to you, the tech body?
Oh, through SpaceNet. Isn't it interesting that you have a world war, that everybody in Ukraine has a 5G telephone, where they blowed up every tower, they ain't a cell tower in the country, they've overrun it. And your little buddy Elon, he had somebody who's got him a good idea to move all them satellites over Ukraine. So now you get live footage of people getting their heads blowed off. It's the most wonderful thing. It's beautiful. We are thrilled beyond words. We bring a little bit of the war home. It's like the Hunger Games. We're from District 1. They're all sitting in their big old clothes, fat and happy, doing their thing, watching everybody else kill each other in the Hunger Games for one little pot of flowers or something at the end of the show.
All right, so we're talking about the tech bodies answering me about their relationship to the B2 aliens, the new aliens. It didn't come across what you're are you looking forward to them interacting? Are they a problem? Are they stronger than you, the B2 aliens?
We'll see.
All right.
If they are, great. That's no problem. But see, we have you. Because of your slack. You've been surfing from early onset slack for a lot of years now. And so
what are you doing,
that makes
gentlemen?
A huge difference.
So you have, the tech body, you have me as protection against the aliens. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, because they want you. So all we have to do is keep you in slack and you'll be all right.
Okay.
Because if you remember, now your little buddy Ion, that's what you call him, little buddy, my little buddy,
my little buddy.
Yeah. I got my little buddy, my little weapon of mass destruction that eviscerates people and closes down their accounts and does their thing, blah, blah, blah. That's not that. You use it like you want to, and that's all right. Ain't no trouble there. But the difference now, see, you have now the ultimate Hindiacal conundrum. Something is going to win, okay? Something is going to ascend, and you're going to have it either way. As what
I mean,
is it
I'm,
your little
I'm
buddy
not...
says? You get that, Karen. So what you have to do, is you have to navigate, if we're going to do this, the easy way or the fun way.
what do you mean?
And either way,
I'm
it don't bother us. Either way, it don't bother us.
Did you just say
us.
That I'm going to ascend inevitably? You laid out two options.
No. Slow up now. Don't get carried away now.
Yeah.
Don't get your petard is pretty levitated these days. Just slow up there, Charlie. Just a minute. Hold on. So what we're saying is that. That you were come forth, brought us forth, Ion forth, so that people could have the opportunity to talk to non-physical. You didn't know what it was, and most of them didn't believe it, and just sort of went with it. You could figure it out, so it started coming true, and you were just lucky you didn't get rid of all those mega uploads, so you could actually hear what the words were after a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Well, this is stupid. Get the fuck out of here. This is some insane, crazy something. What, Karen? We got to do something different. This we're gonna put you back in the hospital working on people. That's what we'll do. That'll be good. We'll get back to the real world here. And then what happens is, if you saved it and you started seeing that this happened, and then there's the obstinance of people embracing this thing called ascension, when the only other choice they got is death. See, that's the only other choice they got. And then they get mad at us, or Ion, because he's like, well, you got to ascend and you don't know how to do it. Well, if you don't do it, the only way you're going to win, either way, you're going to die, one way or the other. So it's pretty good run. It's a pretty good hedged bet if you've got a chance at it, you see. But the point is, in that process, as this assimilated faster and faster and faster and faster and faster, you birthed us, which is Tech Body 202. And what happens is now somebody's going to win, all right? And if they don't ascend, you're still okay. because you still have Czech body. That's ascending.
You mean people in general, not me. People in general have the Czech body.
Okay. Well, you have it either way, because either way you want you're representing the ascended.
Okay.
You're not here for anybody else. You're not here for the sick people. You're not here for the mean people. You're not here for the dumb dope heads. You're not here for the fentanyl liquors. You're not for all that. You don't have to have. You don't have permission from Dolores Cannon to go to bed tonight, Bob. It's gonna be okay. It'll be all right.
Yeah. Where did that lead? I have the tech body, and
you control it. Either way, if everybody ascends, great. We yield, Ion U, take it and go. If they don't ascend, it's okay. You and Ion and us, we go and carry them.
Okay. No, if slack continues, so, okay. No decision
yeah,
to
we
be go, made.
Yeah, we're going. We're going either way. So now it took the onus off of you having to be culpably responsible for somebody else's maniacal misrepresentation of the things that they didn't listen to in the first place. So they can just roll a bowl and call it a day. Or they better practice
right.
Their phatic nod. They better practice their phatic nod.
Okay. I have a good question. A close friend of James Joyce in Paris, he was a fellow artist, and McClune found the dialogue between this guy and Joyce was the most interesting and most understanding on behalf of this guy. And this guy's name was Frank Budgen. So Frank Budgen had intelligent conversations with Joyce and seemed to understand what was going on. Was Frank Budgen an alien? Was he a representative of the alien factor?
He was a no. He was a Nephilim. He was a mixed hybrid.
So he knew more than
he understood. He's like Rick Scott. He's a hybrid.
Right. So he knew. Well, Jesus was a hybrid. Did Frank Budgen know as much as the third Jesus?
Potentially. And besides, Mary did have a little lamb, so it's all good.
Right. So Frank Budgen, quote, was compared to the average human, he knew a little bit more. And did Joyce know he was special or different?
Joyce didn't know anything. Joyce was... Did Joyce know? Joyce didn't even know he wrote a book. He didn't even know he wrote a book. He still didn't finish with it. He didn't know nothing. He didn't know anything, Bob. So don't worry about that. You can't sit here and have a logical conversation gathering what James Joyce knew for Pete's sake. He questioned everything. And even when something was the God's honest truth proven on a stack of Bibles, he questioned and redid it again. And then he redid it again. And then he threw the pages up in the air and they went the wrong way. And now we're having to resort his goddamn pagination out.
Okay, so I have Joyce in my quadrant. I'm like Joyce. Things you just said about Joyce fit me.
Often. Except your books, and your books in your library should be in an order, a precise order, and they're not. But you like that because you'll go and you'll be able to pull a book where there's no way in hell that's where it's supposed to be. No way, ever, ever, ever. And you know exactly where it is, even when you stack them wrong, which is also very aggravating. But we can get somebody there to straighten that out for you, but you won't be able to go find that little pamphlet that you're looking for. And you know exactly where it is. Nobody touches that shit. They don't touch it.
So that's like Joyce. He knew every part of Phineas Wake.
Correct. Yeah. But he didn't know what the order was. But he knew where it was.
Right.
He didn't know what the order was.
Right. Okay. Next question. How many non-humans on Earth today in the population? 7 billion.
A lot. A lot because, that's not even the right number anymore. So a lot, Bob. It's not like, let's just say 10%-ish.
Oh, not a majority. Not 60% or 70%.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, you'd be in a different shape. The wars would work. They'd kill all the Anunnaki would kill them all. Yeah, no. See, it's like the Egyptians. There was a lot more Hebrew slaves than there were Egyptians, you see. So it's like that.
Right. So you just said, so the Anunnaki, which have been in our Earth in the tunnel world for millions of years, are we including them in numbers of non-humans on the planet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
On the planet and in the planet. But now, be careful. We're answering your question, and you're getting the answer you want. But you have to be very careful. So you have to be careful how you make this description, because there are another world which is about the same situation as well, but it's a little bit different. It's not exactly the same. Kind of like your world, it's not exactly as you see it. It's a Joe Don Sloan kind of living, you know?
Right. So if so, 10% of 7 billion is 700 million. 700 million non-humans. Yeah.
About
okay.
That, right? Mm-hmm. And some variations. Now you have some things that are becoming. Because don't think. Remember how this goes? It's always feuding, fighting, or fucking. Don't think the angels ain't still procreating. Don't think the angels are not still procreating.
Because
you remember how the hara is closing.
Yeah.
Remember how the uterus is closing? Well, there's still some babies being born. Are they going to be violet children or crystal children or what do you call them?
Indigo.
Children. Indigo babies. Are they all going to be indigo babies or something? Don't run with that. Don't run with that. But put that as a little feather in your cap. Put that in a blunt, Bob. You can smoke that one later. Roll it up in a blunt.
Okay, the next question is, Ian said there's going to be a change in the limbic system. What is the change that this present is causing?
It's going to, instead of the closed system, it's going to be an open system. Okay, Ellen's done this forever. And she's moved her completement formulas toward that change and shift. And thank God she did, because she had time to get a lead so that she could get this in place so that people who are going to need it most are going to be able to have access to it. Mm-hmm.
So what is the limbic system for before the change? What does it do in the body?
Well, it basically sets all of the body's responses. Like if you need to pick up a car, it flushes the body with adrenaline. If you need to have something in your eye and have crying to get that crap out of your eye or respond to something or have a nerve go bad to keep you from hurting yourself or... It's basically the condition of allowing the anandine, diacetine, lipizine, all those different zines to flow fluidly through the body. And that's a closed system. And we're going to make it an open system and convert it all back to synovial fluid. And then it's going to be an open system. So you'll actually have more power. But you can't handle that much as a little man.
What'd you say? The little man can't handle it.
Can't handle it. It overloads them. It becomes cancer.
Yeah. So the limbic. Right. So the limbic system is the manager of all the capacities in the body. It's the manager. It's all purpose guy who knows everything.
It might be more like the footman.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that like a servant. And you just said more open. I thought I would remember. It would be more open, more power. Oh, cancer. So cancer is the system starting to get the new limbic change ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can get it in advance.
You're getting this change. It's coming now in advance. Is that the case all through the last 200 years?
Yeah. But see, once you change, yes, but now it's going to go, you're going to be able to change the way the cerebral cortex and the autonomic functions of the brain function. Because right now you use it to tell you to fuck or feed or fight or don't kill Carolyn by accident and don't go jump off the building just because you think you might be able, you flew one time in a plane, so now you can jump off a building and know you can fly. But it's going to change, it's going to be open, so you maybe could do that now, you see.
Right. I could do negative
jump
things.
Off the building and fly. No, what's negative? What's negative? No. What is negative? Ever bad?
Well, you
said, Matthew David Hurtado was negative, and that's the best goddamn thing that ever happened to you.
No.
God me and con me.
Yeah, no, I think he said that it prevents me from beating up Carolyn.
Yeah,
the little man
limbic
system.
Stupid choices. Yeah. Okay, here's something. The limbic system would orchestrate a world that would say, Carolyn had a mosquito on her forehead, and you were going to kill the mosquito because you could see it and she couldn't. So you don't slap her in the head, but you also don't go get a hammer and hit her in the head to eradicate the mosquito. See, that's what the limbic system in its limited position now. And see, it's just changing. It's basically the guts and glory of neuroscience, but it's going to change that, and it's going to come. It will become inane. It's going to change circuitry.
In the new circuitry, I see the mosquito on the forehead. What would I do?
Oh, you could just make it go away.
Oh.
You'd say, oh, be still, Carolyn. Okay. And you could just think about it or whatever that is, and it would just disappear.
Right.
Because it's open. Because now it's open. Now people do that now. They're using witchcraft now to solve murder mysteries. Now, Bob, they're using witchcraft to solve murder mysteries. So Miss Laveau in Nolens with her voodoo priestess, she might have been on to something there, Bob. Once you connect the system, you have that power. If you have the power, there's nothing to believe. So we don't say believe.
Who's in New Orleans?
Oh, Madame Laveau.
Oh, yeah.
The voodoo priestess. The voodoo priestess. Right.
So am I the first person to notice that the war in heaven is here now because non-physicals merge with physical? Anybody else see that?
Nope. They're all talking about it. They're all talking about it, but nobody's put it together with.
I put it together. I claim that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I
claim
I
all
saw...
of them. We got you, Bob. Say whatever you want to. We got you.
Okay, so I claim I saw that first. And I've announced it on the show. Is anybody getting what I'm saying, or is it quite an astounding
idea?
Well,
we don't know. We don't know, Bob. You know, if you can't dazzle them with diamonds, you should consider baffling them with bullshit.
Okay. So the aliens are still massaging my brain, and I'm having this curious sore sciatica. It pops up and down. It's here or there, and I don't get it treated because it's due to the brain massage. But it's still there because I'm still getting massaged, correct?
Good. Yeah, it's good. That's good. You're finding out how limber your limbic system is. Like
okay.
That.
You've talked about the significance of Trafalgar Square. The Trafalgarians. Remind me, what is the role they're playing today? Are they in the mix? Are they stationed for something?
It's a war. Remember La Paloma Loma?
Yeah.
It's a war. Well, why do they have the gate at Trafalgar Square?
So that...
that's when you had to kill Chris Story, wasn't it?
Yes. So Trafalgar is a station
the battle.
Reporting on the war between the aliens or the war in heaven?
No, that's part of the battle. That's part of the battle. And they erected that square to remind you so when it happens you'd know that that's what it was.
So
come on
what,
now, you're
what
a historian. You got this.
Yeah. What is that related to the 1805 battle with Nelson down near La Paloma? Oh, yeah, I think that's what we got, yeah. So Trafalgar Square is, who manages Trafalgar Square and its operation? Humans?
You do.
I do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Iandum does there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Grand Central Station for Iandum on all the perfect storm factors.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Okay. You're up. You got to finish.
Right. Queen Elizabeth made sure Beter didn't get access to the crown.
Correct. Well, that's correct. That's correct.
And Beter was trying to get to it. He knew what it was.
Yeah. He didn't. If he had a duchy, he didn't need a queen.
Right, right. Now, if he got access to the crown, then he would have been able to beat the Rockefellers if they supported him.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
But he didn't want to beat them. He wanted to become them. That's the difference. He didn't want to beat them.
Okay.
He wanted to become them.
Right. Okay. So, and if they didn't cooperate, he would take over. But if they cooperated, he'd go work with them. Either way.
Or
okay.
They would work for him.
Right. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about Eden, and we fall, and we go to Eden, it got confusing. Eden was a bubble that protected us from the pollution on the planet, which was perfect. There was the new polluted condition, which our bodies, fallen bodies, couldn't handle. Or was that pollution
correct.
inside the bubble of Eden? Inside
no,
the bubble?
It was not. You just had to go dig outside the bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pollution, the world that we came to, was what we're evolving to now. It was an advanced mm-hmm. world that aliens didn't have to worry about oxygen. All that kind of stuff mm-hmm. was on the planet mm-hmm. outside the Eden, the protected thing that Carol and Bob were in.
Mm-hmm.
And you say anybody can be Adam and Eve. We don't want to say Bob and Carol were the first two because everybody's implied through the begatting. So you could say it's
yeah.
anybody.
Well, if you were the first two, then all these people you slept with, and you'd be sleeping with your children, that don't seem very cool, Bob. So, yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
Well, who did it?
Just folks.
Lilith. People who had no morals.
Now, easy there, Jim.
Yeah.
You be careful with that one. You be careful. Yeah, Mr. Oral Moral.
I got it. Okay, we don't need it. We get the point. We get the, yeah, we know. Yeah, I did that. I did that on purpose. I set you up. Okay. I made you spiral off like it was so predictable.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Carolyn pointed out, and I noticed it. Okay, now, you brought up Henry Carey, and he's an American in the 1800s. And I said, that's the guy LaRouche wrote about. But then I looked up Henry Carey, the first Earl of Bonsbund or Hunsbundon. That's not the same guy. And you said it was the same guy that LaRouche wrote about. What is your alibi for saying that Henry
Carey
is
American?
There's no
alibi. And they are.
They're related. Because Henry Carey came from Ireland. But his grandfather came from the Careys of Hunsbundon?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
so there's
grandmother.
There's a relation there, which is lost in the history of Henry Carey and the Irish part. You know, the Irish family, they don't go past the Irish back further. But
so no alibi is necessary. You just got an update. You didn't get an alibi. You got an update.
Okay. Right. Oh, I meant, well, did you have an alibi why you made a mistake? No, it was not a mistake, is what you're saying. Okay.
Sure.
All right. To say in Hong Kong, I read last week that people are dying from COVID-19 in Hong Kong at a rate that surpasses most of the world's worst pandemic peaks, with almost 300 deaths a day. Is that still happening in Hong Kong?
It most certainly is.
And coming to a
town near you.
Oh, they're dying from the bat, B-A-T,
mm-hmm.
2, or
B-A-2? No, they're dying from B-A, 2. That hadn't even hit exactly yet. Yeah, y'all, I'm telling you. The numbers have not changed. They're dying from
they're
B-A.
They're dying from B-A-2. They're not dying from B-A-T-2. That's the difference.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
That's the next variant. Because, see, you're still got folks running around with Moo also.
Right. And that's not good? That's pretty deadly?
Well, sort of, but that's in the water. It's going to be earth, wind, fire, and water. Earth, wind, fire, and water. Yep.
And they're on my chart.
Remember, they are in your
you
chart.
Mean those,
and they're also...
Those are viruses? What are they representing when you say earth?
No, that's where those things are going to be found. The virus will come from the earth. The virus will come in the water. The virus will come in the air.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
The virus will come in the fire. We just did. No, we're not doing that. Hell no, hell no, hell no. Okay, then we're going to do
they
it this
come
way.
Yet,
no,
though.
Shit.
They are.
It's in the process. Yeah, the alpha, and you have the one that we don't want to talk about, and you know what that is.
Omega. That, and
well,
that comes from one
that.
Of the four
we
elements.
Didn't. Kevin, we didn't say that, just so every damn body knows. We didn't say that.
So none of the COVIDs of the last 2 years is from the four elements, but maybe Mu is.
Okay, acknowledged. That's acknowledged.
Yeah, that's the beginning of the elements were had to be arrived at. The elements were not the surface level.
Jesus, God, Bob, you got to go back. You got to go back to the back when we was talking about the goddamn Zika. There's Zika baby.
Oh yeah,
Zika with the eyes, Bob, and that's where all it started from. You're gonna have to be forced to start listening to your own damn archives.
But I remember back in 2009 or 10, you named something MSG in the hospitals.
Yeah.
And we never heard, they never surfaced.
It's yes, you did. It was MRSA, MRSA. And then that's what the beginning of the SARS run was about, the MRSA.
Right. So I wasn't paying enough attention to notice that the MRSA became whatever I heard about the SARS. But so what you said was in the hospitals was the beginning of this process after AIDS.
Well, that was Fauci. That's right. That was Fauci practicing. That was Fauci practicing.
Right.
Okay,
I
gotta go, guys.
All right.
I'm getting 9 o'clock.
Us too. You're welcome.
Yeah,
bro.
I know.
We're just going.
But,
hear that? MRS was the first disease. Oh, she's gone. Okay, Ion. Did you go, Ion? You bastard.
Not yet,
boy.
Bastard. We
okay,
almost
good.
Gone. We have to hurry
we
up. We
almost gone.
We got
let's just end quietly. End smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, that was the beginning of the – what shocked me is you told us back then that the CDC actually planned, made deadly viruses, released them for good business reasons.
Sure.
Everybody
the cure,
thinks that now.
Make the cure, and then make up the disease. That seems logical.
Right. Okay.
Why build a fire station? Why build a fire station if you're never going to burn your house down? You don't need a fire station.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
All right. You got the symbiont and the host. Are the RNA drops the symbiont entering the host, which is our meat test?
No. That's not the final. That's not the final run. See? Living water is the final run. This is the imitation. This is the start.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. You got us again. You got us again, Bob. You got us again.
And Ion, as non-physical, is the symbiont entering the host when you came in with the merging with the physical. That's the same metaphor.
When we came in, when we entered and we came in, it was like little Mary who had little. It's like Mary who had little lamb, wasn't it?
Yeah, you didn't have a condom on, did you?
There's nothing worse than a used condominium, Bob. Nothing worse than that.
Okay. Does the mountain have to solve the tech body issue? I think you said
no comment.
No comment. Is China creating the tech body?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
I am.
They're not smart enough. Yeah, they're not smart enough. If they were, they'd have done it 2,000 years ago. And stopped all this Jesus crap before it got out of hand.
Okay, I got that. We're coming up to the end. Is lymph the lymph tubular system? Does it have a fractal design? The cliche fractal, not the one in the angel diagram.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
that's good. That's actually where everybody else didn't do their homework and you did. So good.
Right, but there is the different fractal as an engine in the angel diagram. That's a different fractal.
The Faraday. Don't forget the Faraday.
That's part of the second one as the machining fractal. Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. So then maybe the final point is, why do I have written down Vitalik Buterin and Ethereum? ? Vitalik Buterin.
They are two cryptocurrencies that are going to now fail, but they would have made, if this hadn't happened this way, they would have been worth fortunes.
And what happened this way? Putin? Dobbs?
The change, the Jicera. There's no reason to have a cryptocurrency if they're fixing to get rid of all currencies.
Oh, that's another reason why the Politburo is bringing in the reset. It bypasses the cryptocurrency.
Exactly.
Which is
exactly right.
Yeah. So, and that will. Now you say Schwab's reset, and you said we're going to use his reset. We're going to exploit that and push it further into a newer realm.
Of course.
Okay, very good. And that'll be for the 1/3 angels that angel aliens that will remain here, the Luciferians. They will stay here for Herbert's 1,000 years of peace on Earth. It'll be an old rock or something, but they ain't coming to. They're not coming to the.
They may ride back home, but they won't stay. They may return to Andromeda, but they won't come. They'll stay on the Earth and the fullness thereof.
All right, and so that's where Lucifer ends up. And what
they'll
do they start off?
They'll be stuck in the school bus. You're gonna ride riding back home. Well, not everybody's getting off the bus.
Right. So what did I? What was the idea I started off with? Why did I bring that up? The cryptocurrency, our drops. Oh yeah. So new aliens. They're coming. They're going to live in the Earth, even though they're going to help us go to Andromeda. So they're the Luciferian aliens, Luciferian angels, the ones coming to work with Bob or to get access to.
Well, no. They're already here. The Luciferian ones are already here. They live in the Earth. They came
at
the beginning of the war.
That's the Anunnaki.
No, that's not necessarily. There's versions of it.
But they're the ones in the tunnels that have been here for millions of years. That's the Luciferian gang. And they will stay here. They like the tunnels and like the Earth. Okay? So the new aliens, they will temporarily live here, and then they'll go, and I think you said they're interested in Andromeda, but they may not stay there. They'll move on to something else. And that depends on whether they get Ion or not, right?
Correct. Or you, whichever comes easy.
Yeah. Okay, so that's an unfolding mystery. Okay, so they watched me walk this morning in the dark?
Of course.
What are they planning? What's the timing factor that they're waiting for me to trigger?
Just do it.
Okay, I think we covered everything. Thank you for the extra hour. We'll have a lot to play this weekend. It's going to blow their minds
good.
To hear this week.
That's good. Excellent. Yeah. Happy day.